CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, so we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello, and thank you. I'm back.
Mm-hmm, good.
And this time without my grandson, but with my dog. And it's possible that next week I will be here with a friend who is a huge movie fan, and she especially likes the kinds of movies that are playing at the film festival downtown,
which
begins
nice.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her if she would be interested in coming to be a guest reviewer, and she was a little, anyway, we shall see, but I'm hoping that she will come, and then we can share the air next week.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but for today, it's just me and the dog, and I fess up, I did not see a movie this week. There wasn't time, and but there are perhaps one or two movies that I would like to see. There's a few new ones. There's one called Blockers, which is there's two showings in English, one mid afternoon and one 10 o'clock at night, and it seems to be a movie geared for teenagers and young adults, having to do with a couple of neighbors who have teenage children, and they're off to their prom, and the daughters of the two families have decided that this is the night when they're going to lose their virginity.
So
the preview looks fairly raunchy, and one that it looks quite funny, but you need to be 13 or older, and I'm thinking if you're 13, a lot of the humor might be lost on you. But anyway, so that is there now. If you saw a movie, I think last year, called Neighbors, again about a family in suburbia who have rowdy, I think frat boy kinds of neighbors. I think this movie is in the same vein, and it's certainly the same the same director. So that'll give you a sense. Another movie that's there now, which is interestingly in Hebrew with French subtitles, it's called Foxtrot. And it's an Israeli film, which I haven't seen, but I have talked with several people who have seen it, both with the French subtitles and English subtitles. And the reviewers in general have been giving this particular movie excellent, excellent reviews. So if you're interested in a movie in Hebrew, but with subtitles in French, this is the one to go see. And again, it's got an English title. It's called Foxtrot. So I can't say a whole lot about that, except that it seems to be highly recommended. Another highly recommended movie, again, not in English, only in French, but most people, I suspect, in this area could cope quite well with that. It's called La Bolduc, and it's about a woman in Quebec back in the, I believe, 30s and probably 30s, who became a huge Quebec singer star, and she's kind of a legendary figure. She died quite young in the 1940s when she was only about 46 from cancer, but she became a Quebec legend. And the movie is apparently really good, really solid. And if you have any interest at all in Quebec history, this is one that you might want to bite the bullet and go see it in French, which you wouldn't have any other choice around here. Another one, which I'm very disappointed, it just began, and it's called The Miracle Season. It is an English movie about a volleyball team somewhere in the United States whose captain, who is sort of the inspiration for the team, is killed. And this is not a spoiler. This is evident from from all of the trailers that the captain of the team is killed. The team then struggles to become the championship team that they had been before. For whatever reason, it is only here in French.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that, as sometimes happens, the Maison de Cinema will bring in the English version. Although, finally, they didn't do that with the movie that I was complaining about last week called Unseen, which never did come in English. It was only there in French, and it's an English movie. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening in terms of the... Let's see, we have a few other movies in English. The Black Panther is not there in English anymore. So you have to kind of be fairly fast on your feet.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
To catch the movies when they're playing in English. And I did hear something interesting about the Black Panther movie, which is that it is now closing in on Titanic.
Oh, really?
In terms of profitability, mm-hmm. making money. Mm-hmm. This is a movie which is just making money hand over fist at the box office. And it's a good movie. And I saw the lead actor who plays mm-hmm. the Black Panther in something else recently, and I discovered that he has done a number of things that I've heard of the movies. I think I probably hadn't seen them and had not heard of him. His name is Chadwick Boseman, but he's played historical black characters, Thurgood Marshall, Jackie Robinson, mm-hmm. Somebody else. And he really is a good actor, so it's not just, well, put a super guy suit on him and he'll sell tickets. Mm-hmm. He happens to be a good actor as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's Player One is still there in both languages, and again, quite a few showings. I think last week we gave it kind of a mixed review.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But people who have seen it have largely said, yeah, it's good. And it's more than just a video game mm-hmm. movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's all these nice Spielberg nostalgic touches in there.
Okay.
Tomb Raider is there only in French now, I think last week as well. And the new one, which is in both languages and which I think I said I'd heard good things about, is called A Quiet Place,
mm-hmm.
and it's also a 13 plus film. And this movie is John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt is a British actress who's done all kinds of things, and John Krasinski is probably best known for his role in the TV show The Office.
Mm-hmm.
He had one of the major roles in that for years. They're a married couple. Anyway, they made this movie, and it's also just getting dynamite reviews. It is truly a quiet movie,
mm-hmm.
but just keeps you riveted. So I'm between now and my next visit here, I may be able to go and see this one, and let you know personally mm-hmm. how I found it. Again, there's three showings in English every day, 12:45, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that's a plus. But again, if you want to see it, don't dilly dally.
Exactly.
Run to the theater so that you can see. It's also not a terribly long film. It's mm-hmm. only about an hour and a half.
Okay.
So you can you have to hire a babysitter. It's, mm-hmm. it's not for very long. And that's new in the theater. In any event, so there's quite a pretty good array of movies playing there. And there's another movie which is actually, I won't talk about this a whole lot, but it's a Louise Le Cavalier dance film. And it's Louise Le Cavalier sur son cheval de feu. And it's playing once a day at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Louise Le Cavalier is an incredible dancer. She's been here at Centennial Theater on more than one occasion, mm-hmm. and at least once I went to see her, and I was totally blown away mm-hmm. by the things that she can do as a dancer. So if you have an interest in dance or this particular dancer, then this is an excellent opportunity to catch a movie featuring her and her. I'm not sure if it's a documentary or it's a film of their performance, but definitely focused on Louise Le Cavalier.
Okay, nice.
So I will say a little something because I haven't seen a movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will say a little something about movies, and also just a reminder about the film festival, which begins today. I think there's a gala of some sort this evening.
Mm-hmm. So it's the 9th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, today's the 9th. It goes until the 15th, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. And there's 100 movies.
That's amazing.
Amazing, from mm-hmm. 35 countries. Mm. And I'm not sure which, if any, of those I'll be able to see, but I do hope to bring my film buff friend with me to talk about the movies that that she has seen. Okay. And as I mentioned last week, there are quite a few of mm-hmm. the 100. There are quite a few that are either in English or they're subtitled in English. So even if you have no other languages except mm-hmm. English, there's certainly quite a lot to see. And I'll just, and just a little tidbit about that. If there's a movie that's playing as part of the film festival mm-hmm. and you don't get to see it, it is not unusual. In fact, it's fairly common for the Maison de Cinema to bring certain movies back to the Maison and have them as regular showing films.
Oh, okay.
A little further down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So someone said, well, the movie that's opening the film festival tonight, if you miss it today, you can catch it later in the month.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it is mm-hmm. good to know. So I have a feeling I may end up doing mm-hmm. doing some of that. So just a little something about movies and movie theaters and going to the movies. There was an article in the Gazette, I believe it's this weekend, Friday's Gazette, which, by the way, is the Gazette that has movie reviews in it.
So okay.
If you're interested, check out Friday's Gazette whenever you want to know stuff about the movies. The title of the article is North American Audiences Stay Home. And it says that the importance of Chinese moviegoers to Hollywood has never been more apparent. Global moviegoing, global, reached a record high of 40.6 billion folks in 2017, despite a downturn in audiences at North American theaters.
Okay.
So it was the lowest attendance at domestic theaters in 22 years.
Okay, wow.
So people are staying home in mm-hmm. droves, apparently. Okay. Yeah. On the other hand, over in China, which has sort of been a little bit slow off the mark in terms of movies now, they are they're going bananas to get to theaters and see movies. So there's a 7% increase in the overseas box office, which is the money that mm-hmm. the movies bring in.
Mm-hmm.
But U.S. and Canada ticket sales were down 2% over here. So it's kind of like, I'm not sure precisely why people are not going to theaters. Mm-hmm. Well, the obvious answer would be because lots of people have big screen TVs at home, mm-hmm. pretty big, almost full room sized TV screens, and you have lots of access, finally a fair bit of access to not quite first run necessarily, but almost first run movies. And people say, I'm prepared to stay home and, you know, wait a few months or a little bit longer to catch the movie at home.
Okay.
But that's, as I mentioned last week, the movie folks are starting to put notices at the beginning of their movies saying, thank you so much for sitting here in a theater and coming to a movie, because mm-hmm. that's how we are able to make movies.
Exactly.
Because yeah. you're mm-hmm. paying to come and see us. You're not sitting at home in your living room. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on there. And here, let's a little bit more about China. I won't dwell on this, but the Chinese film market is going to be the largest film market in short order, according to the person who's involved with the Motion Picture Association of America. They're building about 25 screens a day.
Wow.
So they have embraced the mm-hmm. idea of going out to the movies. And there are some restrictions on film imports to China. The country, for the moment, this could change, but the country caps foreign films at 34 per year.
Wow.
And you know how many movies are released. annually. So 34 foreign movies is not very many.
Okay.
And the other issue, which is certainly not a mystery, is that this is a very sensitive time, as they say, for relations between the U.S. and China. It says, in response to moves by the Trump administration, China unveiled more tariffs on numerous American products. So that whole quasi-trade war between the U.S. and China could have an impact on film production and ultimately how well the film industry does in China. But at the moment, it is gangbusters. And here people are saying, well, maybe not. But it is, again, sorry, I keep finding little things. There is the average ticket price in the U.S. and Canada is $8.97 a pop. And you compare that to what we pay in Sherbrooke, which for everybody is, if you buy the package of eight tickets, it's $7 a ticket, no matter what movie you see, what time you go. So that's a nice, that's a couple bucks less than the average ticket price. And if you're a student, of course, it's even less. It's it's six something. So once again, we have an excellent, excellent theater. Very pleasant people to work with. When you go in, they smile, sell you popcorn and tickets and so on. And the theater itself is magnificent. There's at any given time, there's something like a dozen or more movies playing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a little bit, it's like a really pleasant version of one of those giant cineplexes that they have in many parts of the U.S., which are not so pleasant, but this is a nice Quebecois version of a cineplex.
It is, and there's always something in English too.
Always, virtually always something in English. Yeah. And, but reminder, don't wait. And next week on April 13th, there will be three movies coming, apparently in French and English.
Oh, great.
I'm hoping that that's not an error and that they really will come in French and English. So I won't talk about those now, but I will. And hopefully, again, we may have a little more insight into the film festival situation when I get together with you again next week. And if you want to go to the film festival, but you don't know where to find the information, they have apparently a very good website, which you can get to. You can link to it from the Maison de Cinéma site. I think that I'm trying to remember the acronym. It's something like FM Film, Festival des Films Mondiales. I will confuse you if I try and give you the site, but it's initials. It's fourletters.com, and that will get you to the actual festival site. My recommendation is go to the Maison de Cinéma site and link from there.
Good. Sounds good.
that's it for now. Again, I won't talk about the movies that are coming, but there are a few coming in English. Good news. And as always, a good price.
Good. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.